This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. One man is dead after a shooting near downtown Denver this afternoon. The Denver Police Department says a woman is also in critical condition at a hospital and a man has been arrested. The intersection at Broadway and East 5th Avenue is closed to traffic. CPR News will bring you more updates as we learn more. Advocates for more transit options say Colorado leaders need to rethink their priorities and make transportation more equitable, safe, and climate-friendly. They published a roadmap this week that calls for more spending on buses, trains, bicycle lanes, and sidewalks, and less money on highway expansions. Rachel Hultin is with Bicycle Colorado.
You'll still be able to drive a car, but what we really want to do is make sure that if you aren't in a car, either because you choose to or because it's not an option, that you also have safe, reliable transportation.
The State Department of Transportation has increased spending for transit and pedestrian infrastructure, but it still plans to spend billions of dollars expanding highways as well. Colorado Springs is offering youth access to free sports leagues through at least 2026. CPR's Dan Boyce says the move comes after a pilot program last year.
So far, about $340,000 has been raised from local corporations and foundations for the program. It waives fees on a first-come, first-served basis for kids playing t-ball, baseball, softball, and soccer. Most of the free spots will be in the younger age divisions and in some of the lowest-income regions of the city. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Right now in Colorado Springs, it's 81 degrees and mostly cloudy. This is CPR News and KRCC.